Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520, blanketing 17 states and much of Canada. We have a real inventive and interesting man who has a lot of patents, very creative, and it runs in his family genes, because years ago I would go up and down the elevators with his grandpa at the Statler Hotel because we were on the same floor. And his grandfather wrote a lot of books on poetry and was one of the most creative advertisers. And his uncle recommended many people on this program. And I also worked with his mother, Joan Ellis Shatkin, at Damon College. So he comes from a very fine family. I'm talking about Dr. Todd Shatkin. And he's very active as a director of his center and performs all aspects of general and cosmetic dentistry. He was recommended to be on the program by his marketing director in Amherst South, Rotarian, Mark Ahrens. Dr. Shatkin has been in private practice in dentistry since completing dental school at the University of Pacific. He provides all types of cosmetic and implant dentistry, including the newest mini dental implants. Let's start with that. I understand that this is patented.
It is. Thanks for having me here.
Yeah, let's talk about that, please.
It's great to be here. And it's an honor to be on the show, and I appreciate you inviting me. The mini dental implant, although it's been around for a while now, I've been doing mini implants since 1999. A lot of people aren't aware of them because they're not as common as the larger diameter conventional implants. But in 2003, I applied for a patent to use these small diameter implants to replace missing teeth. And we do it every day. We replace one tooth, multiple teeth, and even a full arch of teeth in one or two short visits. So it's really exciting. It's much less invasive. It's less time consuming, less costly, and less discomfort after the procedure. So it's really a nice procedure for people who don't want to spend a ton of money and a ton of time waiting to have their teeth restored.
Now, what is the difference between mini dental implants and other dental implants? How is your patent different from what other dentists or orthodontists or endodontists or dental surgeons
right.
do?
Well, the big difference is the surgical procedure itself. It's a very minimally invasive procedure. We don't do any incisions. We don't do any cutting. There's no stitches. We make a tiny little pinhole in the gum, thread the implant through the gum into the bone, and there's almost no bleeding. So the procedure is very, very minimally invasive, and it can be done in one or two short visits, hence the name mini implant. It's a minimally invasive procedure. It's a minimal discomfort procedure, minimal time, and minimal cost.
Okay, if we have somebody listening on the East Coast as we go all the way from Montreal down to northern Florida and west of Mississippi, so if people are listening in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Ohio, and they're interested in your centers on the East Coast of the United States, how do they get a hold of you? How do they reach you?
Yeah, sure. They can call our 800 number, 866-GET-MINIS, G-E-T-M-I-N-I-S, or they can go on the website, MDICA.com, which is Mini Dental Implant Centers of America, MDICA.com. We have about 70 mini dental implant centers throughout the country, and all of those dentists are specifically trained on the Shatkin First procedures that I developed. We have Shatkin First lab right here in Buffalo, and I'm very proud to have thousands of dentists using my techniques and my procedures throughout the country.
Now, let's talk about how you train these people. So you have 70 centers in the United States.
And yeah, 70 mini dental implant centers, but we have hundreds and hundreds of doctors throughout the country.
And you also have some in Canada, too.
We do.
In Toronto.
Yep.
And we blanket Toronto, of course, with our 50,000
watts Ontario,
clear channel power. How do you train these people, these hundreds of dental centers, with your patent, Dr. Todd Shatkin?
Yeah, we've trained thousands of dentists throughout the world, and a lot of the time I go visit different cities and give lectures, but many times we bring them right here to Buffalo to our training center in Amherst, New York, where we can train upwards of 100 doctors at a time. In fact, this coming weekend we have about 80 doctors coming here to Buffalo to be trained. So we do this every month, and we train. We've been doing this for, I've been lecturing on mini implants since 2001, so it's been many, many years that we've been doing this and lecturing and teaching these dentists. And they come back for additional training when we come up with new procedures and new techniques. We teach them those techniques as well.
Again, let's give the website and the phone number if somebody is listening in Toronto, or Buffalo, or Washington, D.C.
You can call 866-GET-MINIS, and we'll direct you to a dentist in your area who's trained on the Shatkin First techniques. And you can also go to MDICA.com, MDICA, that stands for Mini Dental Implant Centers of America.com. And you'll find a dentist in your area who's trained on these procedures and who would love to see you as a patient.
Now, as I mentioned, you're very creative. Your grandfather was one of the top advertisers in the United States.
You may not even know this, that he brought Labatt's beer into America.
Mark told me that, and yes. I do like Labatt.
So do I.
I like it with cheddar cheese.
Yeah, it used to only be available
in Canada.
I like
Labatt's ale. I like Labatt's ale.
He used to go to the Fort Erie horse races, and he'd go to the races in Fort Erie, the horse races, and he met the owner of Labatt's at the time, and they became friends, and he said, I'd like to bring your beer into America, and that's how they worked it out.
And he also, I think, had a light green Rolls Royce.
Yeah, it was a brownish green,
Because I used to see your Uncle Mickey pick him up and drop him off in the morning at the Statler Hotel.
That's right.
35
years
ago.
That was his day car. He had only one car for 30 years, and that was the car he drove every day. So 1960.
Yeah, that's very good. Now, let's talk about another patent you have, and a lot of people may not be familiar with this, but it's something that is starting to take hold in the United States, and that's this crystal clear liner, but I believe crystal is with a K, and clear
crystal
is
clear
with a K. Now, why do we have it with a K instead of a C? Is that because of Shatkin has a K?
No, it's just to be a little different than, everyone says crystal
clear.
Well,
you're like your grandfather. You're in advertising. You have to be a little bit different.
Alliteration, right? Something a little bit different.
Okay, well, tell us about
that. But everybody's familiar with Invisalign. It's a brand name, and it's been around for many, many years. Well, this past year, we came out with a product called DentoCorrect Crystal Clear Aligners. It's very similar to the Invisalign concept, except we straighten teeth in 30% less time at 30% less cost. And we don't have to put those little nubs on the teeth, the little attachments that have to be bonded to the teeth for the Invisalign or some of the other companies that manufacture aligners. Our aligners straighten the teeth quicker because we have a patented process where they make the aligners tighter to the teeth. They shrink the model by 2% and make the teeth, the aligners actually fit the model and then ultimately fit the patient's mouth in a more tight manner. And it puts direct pressure on the teeth, moves them more efficiently, a little quicker, and at less cost.
Very good. For those who just tuned into the Rusk Report, you're listening to ESPN AM 1520. If you're listening in South Buffalo, St. Catharines, Ontario, or New York City, drop us a note. We'd like to hear from you. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14. 226. We always greet cards and letters from Canadian and European listeners, as this station has received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand. So drop us a note. We'd like to hear from you. We have a little plug here. Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the AMPO Legal has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the AMPO Legal. The AMPO Legal is available in many Tops and Wegman stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. I'd like to thank those who've called regarding our recent guest, Chip Nalon, working with sending packages overseas to the troops, author Larry Milner of Boynton Beach, Florida, and Brian Kolb, Minority Leader of the New York State Assembly. Next week, we'll have the Consul General of Poland on this program. A little bit more information about Dr. Todd Shatkin. And again, he is involved with Shatkin First. They're located at 2495 Kensington Avenue in Amherst. And they are involved with dentures and prostheses and offer an immediate solution to poorly fitting dentures or one or more missing teeth. He has been in the forefront of new dental procedures and is an expert on dental bleaching and is the developer of tooth whitening products throughout the dental industry. Very creative man who has a lot of patents regarding dental care. Our guest today, Dr. Todd Shatkin with Shatkin First in Amherst, New York. Let's talk about sleep apnea. Now, when people think of sleep apnea, they very rarely think of teeth being involved with sleep apnea, and I understand that you have some cures. And why would you, as a dentist, why would you be involved with sleep apnea?
That's a great question, Brian. You know, sleep apnea is an epidemic, and it causes premature death. It causes people to have organ failures. Basically, what sleep apnea is, for those of you who don't know, is people, while they're sleeping, many times they snore, but other times they actually stop breathing in the middle of their sleep. And they can stop breathing up to 100 times a night for up to 30, 40, 50 seconds, and then they gasp for air. And it's very dangerous for your body. Stops the blood oxygen to your brain, to your heart, to your lungs, to your liver, kidneys. And that type of stress on a daily basis can cause permanent damage. So the reason people have sleep apnea is because their airway is obstructed. And of course, we treat the oral cavity, and that's where people breathe, the nasal and oral cavity. And so what happens is, when the airway is obstructed, mm-hmm. they stop breathing in their sleep, or they have very heavy snoring. In order to remedy that, they either have to use a CPAP machine, which they strap onto their head, and it's a breathing apparatus, and many of you out there may use that if you or know someone that uses it to help them breathe, or you do a dental appliance that will pull the jaw forward and open the airway. And those dental appliances have been around for many, many years as well. So we use dental appliances for decades to bring the jaw forward and open the airway. What I did is I came up with a technique that eliminates the need for a CPAP machine or a dental appliance by using micro-mini implants placed into the bone on the side of the jaw. And just the patient just puts some elastics in their mouth before they go to sleep, little rubber bands to connect the back implant to the front one, and that slides the jaw forward. And so they open the airway by sliding the jaw forward, the same way that these oral appliances used to work and still do work, but we're using something without any actual appliance in the mouth. Or if they need an appliance, it's a very small appliance as opposed to one of these very large appliances that goes on the upper and lower jaw to shift the jaw forward. So we've come up with a very minimally invasive technique to help guide the jaw forward while they're sleeping.
Now, I understand there's no need for medicine with
no,
this.
There's no medication. Yeah.
And the traditional treatment of sleep apnea, a lot of medicines were prescribed.
Well, medications, and of course that CPAP machine, which is a bulky thing, and it's not real attractive to your loved one who's laying next to you, you know, every night. So it's a nice, this is a nice minimally invasive approach.
Okay, let's talk about some success stories with dentistry. And I understand that you had a landscaper who had a very bad smile. And I don't think ladies were paying much attention to him because he had a very bad smile.
Yeah, that's a great...
Bad teeth.
That's a great story.
And then he got married. So let's hear what you did to turn this man's life around.
Well, I don't know if I single-handedly turned his life around, but I did help him. And it's always very... Dentists feel a lot of gratitude when they can help and change somebody's life. And this young man, he was 22 years old. This is about 10 years ago. He came to my office with multiple missing teeth. He had congenitally missing teeth. So he was born...
So he had half a mouth of tooth.
Right. He was born with a bunch of missing teeth. He was missing about 8 teeth in his mouth. And he came to me and he said, I've been trying to save up money doing landscaping every summer while I was in school, and I've saved up $5,000 to get my teeth fixed. And, you know, the procedure I was going to do for him was quite a bit more expensive than that, but when he said to me, you know, I've been trying to ask a girl on a date for the last 2 years, but I've been too embarrassed to ask her because of my smile, you know, I felt sorry for the young boy, so I said, listen, pay me the $5,000 and I'm going to fix your teeth. So we did mini implants. We did, I believe, 6 mini implants, and then we did some veneers on his teeth. And we, in 2 visits, 2 weeks apart, we transformed his smile into a beautiful smile. I wish this was on a TV show. I could show you the results. But you can just imagine having multiple spaces in the front of your mouth. And so we changed his smile. And 6 months later, he came back for a cleaning. And he said, Doc, I want you to meet somebody out in the waiting room. So I went out there, and he introduced me to his girlfriend. And he said, this is the girl that I've been wanting to ask out, and I finally had the courage to do it thanks to these new teeth I have and to my new smile. So that was really great, and it made me feel good. And then about a year later, he came back for another cleaning with the girl, and he said, we're engaged.
The same girl.
Same girl. They got engaged, and they got married ultimately, and now they bring their family to me. They've got 3 children. So this is, 10 years later. So that's something.
So he gives you a lot of credit of making him with a full set of teeth.
He does give me credit for it. I try not to take the credit, but he does give me credit for changing his smile and making him have confidence. And it's all about having confidence in life. You gotta feel good about yourself and look good, and you'll have more confidence. So that was one example of how we change somebody's life. And we do this every day for patients. There's so many people out there. You know, Mike Robitaille, who's a patient of mine who done commercials with me. You know, Mike Robitaille, perfect place to talk about him. Great TV announcer, Buffalo Sabres broadcaster for decades, and played for the Sabres in Vancouver, I believe. And when you play hockey, you get a lot of teeth knocked out. So he had a lot of teeth knocked out, and he was a fighter. So he had scars on his face and teeth knocked out and stuff like that. But Mike's a great friend.
So you did the teeth, and your brother did the plastic surgery.
You got it.
One stop shopping.
Right. Okay. But Mike's a great guy, and he's happy to let me share the story. So many years ago, we did his mini dental implants and helped his mouth, and he told me afterwards it changed his life. Changed his life. He can, he's very confident with his teeth now, and he can eat whatever he wants. So those are great, great things for dentists, because we feel like that's really what we go into the profession for, is to help somebody change their life and make them happy.
Now, as a dentist, Dr. Todd Chatkin, you deal with the self-esteem of many of your patients.
Sure.
And you talked about this landscaper who had a bad smile, loss of a lot of teeth. And how important is it to one's self-esteem and value in themselves look so bad with holes in their...
It's extremely important. And, when you first meet an individual, you look at usually you look them in the eye, and then you look at their smile. Mm-hmm. And a lot can be told by somebody's smile and the way they look and the way they talk. Excuse me. And we love changing people's smiles and giving them more confidence. There's so many patients that come into my office with their hand over their mouth. They don't want to talk. Mm-hmm. By the time we're all done with their work, they're all smiles, and their personality changes. They come, they have a very outgoing personality where they were very introverted before because they feel confident to smile and show the world their new teeth. Another story comes to mind. A lady who wanted to go to her daughter's wedding, but she never left the house to go eat. She never went out for dinner because she couldn't eat with her dentures in her mouth. Her dentures were so uncomfortable that she could not go out for dinner. She only could eat with her dentures out, so she was just gumming her food on her gums with no teeth.
For many years?
For decades.
Oh, my goodness.
She never went out for a dinner. She always made her own meals in her house. But her daughter was getting married, and she wanted to be able to eat at the wedding. So it was a reception, of course. And she was very embarrassed, and she came into my office about 2 months before the wedding and told me this story, and she was in tears. And I said, I think I can help you. And sure enough, within that six-week period before the wedding, we gave her full upper and lower implants, eliminated her dentures, and cemented permanent teeth in her mouth. And she went to the wedding, and she ate a full-course meal. And now she goes out to dinner all the time with her family and friends. So that's an example
of
changing somebody.
And this
was
for 20 years she couldn't go out to eat.
She didn't go out to eat because she wouldn't be seen in public without her teeth. She could wear her teeth to smile and to do things, but she couldn't wear them when she ate dinner or lunch or anything like that.
Amazing success stories with Dr. Todd Shatkin with Shatkin First in Amherst, New York on Kensington Avenue. We're going to talk in a moment about a 100-year-old woman. Again, if you have any thoughts or comments, please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226. And we always read cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. Dr. Shatkin has many professional associations with the American Academy of General Dentistry and the Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry and International Congress of Oral Implantology. He was educated at University of Rochester, University of the Pacific, School of Dentistry, President Emeritus, International Academy of Mini Dental Implants. Our guest today, Dr. Todd Shatkin. What's interesting, he speaks five languages.
No, not me.
Well, it says here on this biography that you're multilingual.
Mark, I don't know about that. I speak a little Spanish.
Okay, Spanish.
Maybe a little bit of Hebrew.
All right, very little.
Mostly English. But I want to mention that, you know, you haven't mentioned, but our office is the Aesthetic Associate Center, and you did mention my brother being a plastic surgeon.
Yes, tell us about that.
And, you know, we were very fortunate, my brother and I both, to work with my father, who was a DDSMD, plastic oral and maxillofacial head and neck cancer surgeon.
Times.
And we worked with him for over 20 years. I got to have lunch with him almost every day for 20 years. And my brother and I, my brother went into the plastic surgery end of the business, and I went into the dental end. My dad, being a DDSMD, he always said he had to have two sons to do what he did, one MD and one DDS.
Big shoes to fill.
Yeah, right. It really was. And, of course, you know, my grandfather, and we have quite a legacy in Buffalo. But we love what we do every day. My brother and I work very closely together. If somebody is unhappy with their smile and they also need a little facelift or a little eye lift or maybe some injections in their lips, we work on the entire face, the entire mouth to try to bring back somebody's youth. And the Aesthetic Associate Center in Amherst has been doing that for over 30 years. And of course, our father practiced for over 50 years before he passed away in Western New York.
He is a very nice man. Now let's talk about this 100-year-old woman.
Sure.
Okay, she needed teeth replaced. Most people don't make it to 100.
That's right.
Those who make it to 100 don't often think about their teeth.
Right.
Tell us about this woman.
Well, yeah. She came to me when she was in her late 90s. I think she was about 95 or 96, 97. And she walked in. She didn't have a cane. She didn't have a walker. She walked in like she was 70 years old. She looked like she was 70 years old. And she sat in my chair, and she asked me if she was a candidate for these mini implant dentures. And I looked at her and I examined her and I said, we took an x-ray, and like we always do, I said, you're definitely a candidate. And I hadn't looked at her age at this point. I just assumed she was, you know, in her 70s. And she said, now, you know, I'm 96 years old. And I don't know if it's worth putting this money into my mouth at 96. Do you think? I said, well, if you're in this kind of shape at 90, at first I was blown away. I couldn't even believe she was 96. I said, you look like you're 70. But I said, if you're in this kind of shape at 96, you're probably going to live quite a while. And she said, well, maybe. So I told her what we could do for her. We did her implants. We stabilized her loose dentures. And she was doing great. And she came to me on her 100th birthday. She came to see me for an to check her and see how she was doing. Mm-hmm. And I knew she was turning 100 that day because one of my staff members said, you know, this lady's coming in today and she's turning, it's her 100th birthday. So I bought her a bouquet of flowers, and when she got there, we gave it to her. And it was a very wonderful experience. I have that picture on my phone. I look at it every now and then. She did pass away at 102 about a year ago. But she was just a wonderful lady. And those kind of stories, you know, you enjoy that experience with those people. And she was just a wonderful lady who really probably could have lived longer, but I think she had a fall and she got hurt. But
well, it sounds like you have given people a lot of hope and confidence with your dental practice, Dr. Todd Shatkin. Let's talk a little bit about less invasive procedures. I understand you can do some procedures in 30 minutes and some full sets in 1 to 2 hours. Yes. Let's talk about that.
Well, one of the great things about mini dental implants, like I mentioned earlier, they're minimally invasive, they're quick, and they're painless. And so we can stabilize upper and lower dentures in less than an hour. We can replace one tooth in about 15 minutes. If you have 3 or 4 missing teeth, it may take 45 minutes. And if you have a full arch of teeth, it could take an hour and a half to 2 hours. So the procedure is quick. It's very affordable. I like to say mini implants are 5 times less. They're less invasive, they're less painful, they're less costly, they're less visits to the dentist, and it's less time. And for all those reasons, I don't see why anybody would want to go through the long, drawn-out process of having conventional implants that take upwards of a year to complete and multiple visits to the dental office with a lot of surgery. And the mini implants have taken the place of that and really in dramatic fashion. And like I said, we have thousands of dentists throughout the U.S. and Canada who are doing these procedures for their patients and changing their lives.
We have about a minute left. Now, this is patented, this procedure for the less invasive procedure for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
That's patented.
Yep. Yeah, I have a patent on that. I've owned since 2006. And if you want to get a hold of us, call us up, 866-GET-MINIS, and we will direct you to a dentist in your neighborhood who can do our patented procedures for you, and we'll help you find that dentist.
Very good. We've learned a great deal from Dr. Todd Shatkin, involved with Shatkin First on Kensington Avenue in Amherst, New York. Special thanks to Mark Ahrens, his marketing director, and Kevin Carr, director of production for the past 15 years. Thank you for enlightening us about all of these brilliant new procedures you are performing all over the country with mini dental implants. So if you have any thoughts or comments, please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. Thank you for enlightening us, Dr. Todd Shatkin. Have a great week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.